Joy's mommy would come home and check on Joy and feed her a meal and tell her all about a giraffe's spots. Joy was proud of her spots because, as her mother explained,
every giraffe has its own unique spots, just like you have your own unique personality.
Joy looked at her spots and smiled. She loved her spots and hoped they would grow into big, round, beautiful spots like her mother's. After Joy had her meal, she would imagine becoming so big and strong that she could jump over that huge spot in the sky, the sun. But for now, Joy stayed in the brush while she grew strong and tall. Joy's parents tried to coax her out for a little walk.
Joy, please come walk with your father and I,
begged her mother.
Maybe later,
said the shy and timid young giraffe. So Joy's parents took another walk.
We won't be long, darling,
said Joy's mommy.
Do stay in the brush,
said Joy's daddy. Then Joy became sleepy and lowered herself onto the ground where she fell sound asleep. A huge whirling noise woke her. Joy the giraffe looked up and saw nothing. She stood up and peered her nose through the leaves to see that the noise was coming from the sky. And what a racket this machine that looked like a huge metal bird made. The machine was a helicopter, and as it came closer, Joy became terrified. Now the big bird-like machine was setting down onto the red earth below, and the dust from the ground was blowing so hard that Joy had to close her eyes. Her big, long eyelashes protected her from the red dust which was flying through the air. Joy was the most scared giraffe in the world. She had to keep her eyes closed and her ears open as the noisy machine continued to make a ruckus. Finally, in terror, Joy sprang out from her hiding in the bush and galloped as fast as she could right past the huge bird-like machine calling,
Mommy, Daddy, where are you?
But her parents could not hear her soft voice. And, in confusion, Joy ran to a nearby reserve where there were many animals, and it was a bit quieter.
Boys!
Joy looked at her body. Her spots were gone.
That giant monster must have scared my spots right off me,
explained Joy.
Will you help me find them?
The monkey laughed cruelly.
She says she's a giraffe who lost her spots and wants us to help her find them,
cried the monkey to his friends in the bush. Soon, other animals gathered and laughed at Joy for thinking she once had spots.
No spots anywhere,
they chimed.
You're no giraffe,
Joy sniffed sadly. She wished she could find her parents. They would tell everyone she was a giraffe, with or without her spots. The sky clouded over and rain threatened to fall. Joy saw a land tortoise and asked him,
have you seen any giraffes?
Yes, he said, but they ran when they heard the helicopter. I heard them say they were running home to their baby daughter, Joy.
Oh, that's me!
Exclaimed Joy. And with that, she galloped home as best as she could remember the way. Her parents were there and frantic.
Joy, you're safe! We're afraid you might have been captured.
Yes, I am safe, but I'm no longer a giraffe. I lost my spots!
Joy's mommy and daddy looked at each other.
Maybe I wasn't captured because I have no spots and the giant bird machine didn't think I was a giraffe. Maybe you can lose your spots too.